This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, November 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Almond acreage drops again. Feds approve Hillary disaster aid. Giving thanks for wine. And key lawmaker blasts USMCA ruling. Almond acreage drops again. For the first time in nearly three decades, almond acreage has dropped 2 years in a row. A report released last week shows the acres for orchards planted in the last 3 years decreased by about a third, while acreage removal is still on the rise. According to the Almond Board of California, that indicates the trend will continue. Nearly 41,000 more acres are classified as stressed or abandoned, though some of those orchards may be able to bounce back. ABC President Richard Wacott added some perspective, noting that 2023 established a new record for bearing acres. Feds approved disaster declaration for Tropical Storm Hillary. The White House has approved California's request for a disaster declaration to support recovery efforts following Tropical Storm Hillary. The federal relief dollars will fund emergency work and infrastructure repairs in Imperial, Inyo, Kern, Riverside, and Siskiyou counties. Give thanks to California and its $170 billion in economic activity. While turkeys got the limelight last week, many Americans celebrated the holiday weekend with California wine. According to the Wine Institute, the state generates $170.5 billion in annual U.S. economic activity, with $73 billion of that from California. The industry also supports more than a million jobs and pays nearly $22 billion in federal, state, and local taxes. Ways and Means Chair, USMCA ruling a setback for U.S. dairy. U.S. dairy sector is reeling after its loss in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement dispute with Canada over that country's quotas. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri says the USMCA ruling is an unacceptable outcome that puts U.S. producers and exporters at a disadvantage despite the trade deal that garnered significant bipartisan support in Congress. The three-member dispute panel's decision leaves in place a status quo of California dairy restrictions that is simply unacceptable, Smith said. American farmers deserve a level playing field, and Canada must uphold both the spirit and the letter of its obligations under USMCA. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative announced the loss on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Smith suggests there will be a lot of disappointment expressed on Capitol Hill this week, saying, quote, improved agricultural market access and enhanced enforcement mechanisms were key victories achieved under the USMCA for American farmers and workers, he said. They were some of the many reasons the agreement received overwhelming bipartisan support. I will continue working with partners and stakeholders to ensure transparent and equitable access to Canadian markets for U.S. dairy producers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA to fix effective date for organic standards. USDA will have to delay the effective date for implementing higher animal welfare standards for organic poultry and livestock. The effective date for the new rule was set for January 2nd, But the Government Accountability Office has found that Congress wasn't officially notified of the rule till November 13th. By law, the House and Senate should have been notified 60 days ahead of the effective date, GAO says. In a statement, USDA says it's, quote, working to address this error, and a conforming extension to the effective date will be published in the Federal Register in the coming days. Now, the statement says the change won't have a meaningful impact on farms. Why the rule matters? Well, the highest standards likely will have the largest impact on large-scale organic egg producers. Many of those operations are expected to transition to cage-free production because of the land requirements the new rule will bring. Legislation would revise how FDA considers safety of food chemicals. Some senators want to create an Office of Food Chemical Safety, Dietary Supplements, and Innovation at FDA to close what supporters say is a loophole that allows companies to self-designate food chemicals and additives as safe. Senators Edward Markey of Massachusetts and Cory Booker of New Jersey have introduced the Ensuring Safe and Toxic-Free Foods Act that would strengthen the generally recognized as safe process. In a statement, Booker says, quote, food companies have been taking advantage of a major gap in U.S. food safety laws to add new chemicals to foods without an independent scientific review of those additives' safety. As a result, thousands of food products in the United States contain additives that have been banned in other countries for being carcinogenic, endocrine disrupting, or developmentally harmful. Americans should not have to eat foods with ingredients that have known health harms. Commodity groups and AFBF appeal for changes to 22 disaster aid. Major commodity groups and the American Farm Bureau Federation calling on Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to overhaul a 2022 disaster assistance program that significantly prorates assistance for larger losses. The Emergency Relief Program, a program created by USDA to distribute ad hoc disaster assistance, was funded for 2022 with a $3.2 billion appropriation from Congress that was significantly less than the estimated uncovered losses. For farmers with crop insurance, a base payment is calculated and then reduced according to a progressive factoring methodology. A base payment of more than $10,000 would be cut by 90%. The new program also restricts reimbursement for insurance premiums and fees to beginning farmers and others classified as underserved. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's They Said It. The California Water Plan has failed to provide that guidance. That Heather Dyer and Graham Knauss in an op-ed for Capital Weekly disparaging the state's long-term water strategy and urging the passage of a bill in the legislature to set a statewide supply target. Dyer is general manager of the San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District, and Knauss is CEO of the California Association of Counties. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, November 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.